Oh my gosh, I see you're back for more. Let's get it then. Your girl is ready to get into a new episode of Talking All Day with Tay. Thanks for tuning in. You can listen to this episode and many more on all podcast platforms. Don't forget, you can follow me on Insta at Talking All Day with Tay. T-A-E, to keep up with me and my latest posts. I also do a little bit of TikTok, so follow me there at Tay, T-A-E, by Tay, T-A-E, number 2. All right, here we go. Oh my gosh. Hi guys, long time no hear, long time no see. How are you guys doing? Now I'm gonna just be straight up. There is an elephant in the room. We all are aware. Taylor, where have you been? Taylor, it's been like 2 months. Are you okay? Are you alive? I am here to just let you guys know, yes, your girl is good. Your girl needed like a good 2 to 3 month break, honestly, because mental health reasons. I think the last time I did an episode, it was like around October, kind of going into November. Correct me if I'm wrong. I really should be knowing this as a podcaster. But yeah, it's been a good minute since I actually have uploaded a podcast episode, you guys. And I would like to say that I had pre-recorded many episodes and I was really getting into the podcast feel and trying to use that downtime of my break to actually focus on it. But no, honestly, I just needed a good 2 and 3 month break. Which was so much fun, honestly, because during that time, the holidays happened. Guys, a lot of things happened. I need to update you guys on so much. I feel like it's been a good minute since we've actually gotten a chance to talk and get personal or just have our girl talks, you know? You guys are probably hearing a new sound, a new intro, a new trailer that has been uploaded onto the podcast page. Yay, I finally did something. But yes, it is a new year. It's 2023. Guys, that still doesn't seem real to me. It's actually 2023. Yeah, but I definitely wanted us to start this year, this podcast off on a good note, even though I like don't want to hype up the year and expect the worst at the same time. It's such a tricky thing because I want to be like, this year is going to be our year. This year is going to be great. But then like God even promised us like the years are going to get worse, or he's not really promised, but yeah. Promised in his word, he like said the years are gonna get worse. I mean, we are human, we live on the earth world, it's gonna get bad. So it's like kind of like weighing the two, seeing which one should I do. Should I say that this year is gonna be great, let's get into it, or yeah, just expect the worst. But all this to say, I still think that God would really like for me to be positive and to trust that he is in control of this year. And that is what this episode is going to be about. I'm just going to kind of update you guys on how I've been doing. I'm going to talk about 2023. Not really podcast plans, but just kind of like my goals. Some goals that I actually wrote down and had to like add into my life for this year. Like I have, for the first time in a while, actually sat down and I wrote down some goals that I want to see myself complete this year. And honestly, doing that actually makes me look forward to this year as well. So I'm gonna share not all of them, but some of the goals that I really think are good goals to have, good goals that I think that you could also add onto your list, the whole nine yards. About a month ago, I also asked on my podcast some questions. I said I was going to do like a little AMA, but I'm just going to answer a couple of questions. It's not going to be titled AMA, which means for Ask Me Anything, but it's just going to be like a little asking questions, kind of, hey, where have you been kind of thing. And honestly, I have made a lot of episode plans. Throughout this whole break, I've actually gotten a chance to do something with the podcast, which is actually come up with content that I want to do. I feel like in the past, I think I said this before in some episodes too, but I feel like in the past, I really wasn't doing episodes that like I wanted to do. It was more so episodes that I thought just sound politically correct in a way, like sound good, sound inspiring, but I kind of want to take a different turn on it, be a little bit more specific with my titles of episodes I want to do collabs that I really feel like are going to impact and inform people about different topics. I'm excited to really get more into this podcast, and I'm at the point right now where I feel like it's not going to be consistent. If I'm being straight up, like, and I'll explain why, like, how my life has been as of lately. But I feel like doing an episode every single week is not really going to be in the works as of right now. I want to do episodes on my own time, episodes that I really feel confident about, and it's not just kind of trying to jumble it all together so it'll just be an episode. You know, I kind of want to make sure that audio sounds good. In the past, I really struggled with audio. I still kind of am. I'm honestly recording this episode on my phone, and I realized that on my phone, the audio sounds way more better than the mic that I'm trying to make work right now. So we're just going to do that. We're going to just keep on doing episodes on my phone, and we're going to just kind of ease our way into a good transition of doing, like, maybe even some episodes where you can see my face. I don't know. I talked about it in the past, but did we see it happen? No. And this is not to be a Debbie Downer. This is literally just to show you guys the real, the raw, uncut footage of Taylor and Tay talking all day with Tay. This is it. This is her. We're excited about this year. We're excited to see what is to come, what God has in store for this year. But I honestly am really just going to be real straight up with you guys. I could upload episodes every week, some weeks, or some days, and other days I may upload episodes probably every month. I said this, I think, before, but that is honestly going to be my strategy for these next couple of episodes. I honestly want each episode that I put out to mean something. I want to be proud of each episode. So whether that takes a whole month for it to be like prepared, or if it takes a good week or maybe a couple of days, whenever I feel is the best, that's what we're gonna do. Okay, if this is your first time hearing Talking All Day with Tay, I am very sorry. I just kind of threw in a whole introduction that you probably know nothing about, but let me introduce myself again, because this is going to be the start of a new season. I know we're a couple of episodes into my season two, but this is officially going to be the start of the season two. This is 2023, new year. We're excited to see it. And I'm excited that you guys are here with me. My name is Tay, spelled T-A-E, if you didn't know. I am a content creator / student / working young college person. I am also a Christian, which that should have been my number one thing, but I'm just a young Christian woman trying to make it through life. I like to be goofy and funny, be crazy sometimes, but in the same instance, I also like to be uplifting, empowering, and I like to inspire people of all demographics. My goal in life is to encourage and to make people love themselves. Through this podcast journey, I'm expecting for myself to grow as well. This is kind of like a little log of Taylor, me being a 20, almost 21-year-old girl, just kind of going through life and trying new things, going new places. Oh my gosh, you guys, I have so much to tell you. Like, it's going to be fun. And Now that you're here, you guys can come along with me on this journey. I feel like I'm going to learn something, you guys will learn something, and it's going to be a blast. It's going to be great. I'm the type of person that loves to talk. That's why I actually started a podcast. I really felt like I wanted to not only vent, but kind of talk about different things and situations that happened in my life that made me who I am, the person I am today. Whether it's something as simple as like a funny joke or something a person told me in my life that I still implement into my life today. I really just want to inspire and impact people in that way, and also make it a safe space where people feel comfortable to talk and or to hear me talk and respond, whether it's via Instagram or TikTok, anything like that. I just want to be that person for other people. And yeah, that's pretty much me, Taylor. I hope that you stick around. If you do, I feel like it will be the best blessing ever. I also am a sarcastic person. I also have very dark humor. I also am very awkward, very, very spontaneous, very, so many things. I could go on and on. You're just gonna have to stay here longer to see different versions of Taylor, because yeah, I am a lot. But as you get to hear me, hear my podcast, and hear different things that we discuss, topics and everything, I feel like you guys will get to see a little bit more of growth in me, because it has been a while since I've really done an episode where I am proud of it. And I feel like this episode that I'm doing now, even hearing the audio, I feel like it sounds so much better. But it's just the start of a journey that I am excited to go on. I feel like you guys are really going to be interested in different content ideas I do have, because this time I really have it, you guys. What? I know. Amazing, right? But it's also just very casual, very fun, very stress-free, if I'm being honest. I'm coming into this podcast with a whole stress-free attitude. I'm not going to be really a stickler on when I post this or dates. It's just very casual. If God wants me to grow, he will allow me to grow. And that's just the mindset that I'm going to be having with this podcast. So yeah, it's all good things, all good things. This is very good news, very good content, very good stuff that we're putting out for you guys. But now that we are done with this little introduction slash update part one, let's get into the episode. What we're going to do first is I'm going to update you guys about how my life is going, mindset, thought process, all of that stuff. So let's get into the episode. Right, we are here. So I have my tea. I actually have a spearmint tea with me today. We're gonna do a little ASMR. I am not doing any segments this episode as well. It's just a straight up talking conversation update situation. If you guys heard in my past episodes, I did do a little bit of ASMR. We still are going to have the same segments, don't get me wrong. But I think that I want to surround my episodes of my podcast to be more talking oriented instead of just trying to put segments out, you know, like just adding it in. Because I realize when I do that, I always never have enough time to talk about a certain topic without making the episodes too long. So we're going to sprinkle them in here and there, but I do want to do more talking like I did in the beginning stages of my podcast and see where that goes from there. But we have our tea. It is a nice, sweet, and simple spearmint tea. I heard spearmint tea is very good for you. I'm trying a lot of new things, whether it's drinks, healthy eating lifestyle. We have a lot to discuss. But we're going to answer questions first. So let me take a sip. Yep, that's delicious. All right, let's get into it. So I thought this was a good first question to actually talk about. Now that we're starting in the new year, somebody asked me, how do you feel about New Year resolutions? Now, I think this is a perfect introduction to start for this episode. So, how do I feel about New Year's resolutions? Personally, you guys, it's a tricky question, but not at the same time. Like, I think resolutions are good, but I also have learned in my past almost 21 years of living. Let me stop. But in my past 21 years, almost 21 years of living, I don't believe in resolutions. Not, yeah, I agree. I don't believe in resolutions. I believe in goals. I feel like they're very similar, but resolutions, it's kind of making it a stigma that you have to do it, and if you don't do it, you failed. Kind of thing, but I think having goals, the difference is having goals is more so like you are putting things that you want to accomplish, and if you don't get them all done, it's okay because it's just like your goal thing, it's your agenda, your goal agenda, kind of something that you want to do, but if it doesn't get done, it's okay, kind of thing. For example, if you have a goal to drink water every single day. If you don't drink water every single day, I personally don't think that you failed at life. But it's a good thing to have because if you do have that goal, there's a better chance that you will accomplish it if you know that that's something that you want to accomplish. If you did a resolution saying, I'm going to drink water every single day, I feel like just it's a different format. It's like basically a goal, but in like a different font. Like, if I literally did a resolution, I feel like I would be harder on myself. Like, dang, I didn't do it. Like, I didn't do this resolution. I didn't do this, and I'm going to regret it. Or like, I shouldn't have said it in the first place, kind of thing. You know, like how people say, like, new year, new me. Like, I'm going to work out at the gym. I'm going to get a gym membership. I'm going to get my stuff together. And they say that as a resolution. And 2 months into the year, they basically leave the gym. They don't do it anymore. And then the whole cycle just starts all over again. Yeah, that's just kind of what I think a resolution is. And I don't know, I'm not really a fan of using that term resolution. I do, however, agree that it is good to set goals. And I guess this is a good way to actually talk about some of the goals that I have set, that I'm actually looking forward to sharing with you guys. So let me read a couple of goals that I do have for the year 2023. All right, so I'm not gonna read all of them just because I want a little bit of a memorabilia for myself personally. But I do wanna be a little bit transparent and show some goals that I think are good goals to have. I'm gonna read one. So, one that I do have on here is to drink water. And that's another thing. I also was very specific in making these goals, I didn't just say work out or drink more water or like things like that. I was really specific so that way I would remember, well, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to go about doing it this way, if it makes sense. So I put drink water, but I put in parentheses lemon and fruit infused. And I really am glad that I did that because when I think of just drinking water, I'm like, I feel like it's more so like a chore. But as of recently, you guys, I've been drinking a lot of water. And it's gotten to the point where, like, say if I don't have like fruit or if I don't have lemon juice and stuff like that, I actually do drink water by itself. And I can actually say a little hack. You know when people like get the cute like little drink containers and stuff? Yeah, that actually works. I got a container where it's like a is actually like, if you know, if you got a container, like a jug that you're taking to the gym, I got this certain container where I can't see the water. And I think it's a mental thing, because me actually not seeing it but drinking what's in the container is helping me to drink water very much. So we improvise over here. Say if I didn't have lemon juice or fruit-infused water, then I have a nice jug container that I can't see what's in there, and I am tearing that water up. Just different things like that I actually put on the list. So it's very specific, and it may seem very minor to some, but it actually is helping me complete my goal. And I know we're starting in January, or technically in February. I feel like this episode's probably going to be uploaded in February. That's the kind of time I'm assuming. But we're starting in February now. We still have 10 months to go. So I am going to update you guys on the process of how it's going, but that is a good example of being specific when it comes to actually making a goal. Some things that I put on my list weren't too specific, but it was specific enough. Like, one of the things that I have on here is to make good grades in all of your classes with an A plus in a parenthesis. So not just good grades, like not just saying, oh, make good grades. Like, what is good grades? I actually put make an A plus. I feel like seeing an A plus will help me to strive to actually get that A plus. Something little, but it's something very good. Another thing that I did put on here is to set your boundaries. I really like that I did put this as one of the goals in my life. I put set your boundaries, and in parentheses, I put in friendships, relationships, things like that. I think it's very important for people to set boundaries, whether it's a friendship, if you're dating, any of those things. I know that seems like, oh my gosh, you're so serious, or oh my gosh, she's being a stickler. But no, I really think it is good to set your boundaries, and starting the year off with that, it's kind of like a starting with a mentality of not saying like, oh, I don't give up or anything like that. Like, I don't care. I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do. No, it's none of that. Setting boundaries could be simple as saying, hey, like, I'm not comfortable with doing this. And that's that. Like, just actually saying a sentence like that, whether it's by text or over a phone, like, is actually setting a boundary. When I say setting boundaries, it's nothing to like hate on anybody, but it's just to actually help me stay on track with this year, what I'm gonna be doing. It's really important to set your boundaries, so I put that on my list. And I actually have been taking that and doing that by practicing it in my day-to-day life. So far, I'm actually proud of myself. I'm really doing good. We'll see how the rest of the year goes. Because, you know, we're still getting over people-pleaser tendencies, so. And I guess one more thing that I can read to you guys that I feel like I'm comfortable with reading is I put on my list, I was about to read one that I already put. Oh my goodness. Okay, so I put start your fitness journey, and in parentheses, I put home and gym. Let me explain. So I put the home and gym in parentheses because I feel like working out could be as simple as actually stretching in your bed or doing like a 30-minute session at home. I feel like I put that on there so I wouldn't think that working out means I have to go to the gym all the time, or like feel like I only need machinery to actually get a workout in. I actually want to this year go and actually look up good at home workout things or routines that I actually can do. I've seen a lot of people do like bed exercises, like where they literally are moving their legs. Like, I'm shaking right now as I'm explaining this, but like they're moving their legs up and down, like things like that that actually make a difference. It seems like really small, really simple, like just saying home and gym, but I kind of want it to be where if I want to drive myself to the gym, I want to make an effort to let that happen. And also, if I can't go to the gym that day, try to implement some form of working out at home. So even if it's something super small, it's still making a difference in my life, if that makes sense. But yeah, those are some of goals that I have for the start of this year. I have many goals. I know some people, they are doing this. I forget what it's called. Is it like somebody heard the celebrities say, like, if you add like 300 things to your list, just come up with three hundred things that you want to accomplish for the year. Yeah, I'm not gonna do that. Like, that is too time consuming, and anyone who is doing that, I commend you on it, but I'm not gonna do that. Like, I just feel like you don't need those, like, that many things. But I got the idea. It's supposed to be where you put things that you wouldn't normally put on there, and you just see if you accomplish it. But I'm like, I don't even want to go through it at the end of this year and just put a checklist. Like, no, like, nah, baby, nah, like, I'm good. But yeah, those are some goals that I did have on my list that I did want to share with you guys. But that was a long, drawn out answer to what do I feel about resolutions, or how do I feel about resolutions. They're kind of the same as goals, but I do feel like I would prefer using the word goals rather than resolutions. Okay, I got another question which says, tips on starting your own podcast. Now, I'm sorry, you guys. I can't stop laughing. Anywho, tips on starting your own podcast. You're really asking the wrong person. But not really, because I feel like I started up a platform for myself where I am proud of how far I've come. Like, I had zero downloads, and now I have like hundreds of downloads. And that's big to me, because I've always imagined or hoped that I would actually grow, but actually seeing me growing, and especially after I took so much time off, it's actually really encouraging, and it's making me want to advance even more in my podcasting skills. And I will say, I'm starting to learn, if I have to get any form of advice, I'm starting to learn that if you want to be successful, it is good to map out a plan. Like, it's probably good for you to like make ideas, like, how do I say? Like, actually think of topics to talk about before recording an episode. But also understand, you don't need so many things to get started. Like, I thought that I needed a mic to make the noise sound more crisper, or I needed like a headset so I can actually hear my words better. I'm recording an episode right now that's literally on my iPhone 11, like, and I feel like it's the crispest it's ever sounded. You literally can just start making a podcast by using voice memos on your phone, like I'm doing right now. So yeah, tips on starting it. If I had to go back, I could do an episode where I study and remember everything that I did to actually get started. Cause I know it was like, it took a couple of weeks to actually get my podcast on air on different platforms. But a piece of advice I would say is, don't feel like you have to rush and put your podcast on all social media platforms, or feel like you need to upload every week, every day. Like, I'm learning that podcasting, that's good if you really want to be successful, but I feel like actually taking your time and putting out content you're proud of rather than just throwing it out there will take you further. And that's just from my experience. I bet a bunch of successful people have different experiences. Maybe it did take them like doing a podcast every week or being consistent to actually get to the level they are at today. But for me, I'm starting to learn that I'm just going to let God move through me in the podcast, and we're just going to see how long it's going to take to get through everything. But yeah, that would be like, I guess, my form of advice. Just do something that you're comfortable with doing. Podcasting is actually a lot of fun. You will start to realize it is a lot of fun. It definitely is time consuming, like actually editing episodes if you want to have a nice edit, adding music and all of that. That can come later, if I'm being honest. I started out doing my podcast with no music, and I taught myself how to add music, and then I realized I didn't like this music, I didn't like this sound, and I'm at the point where I really want to be proud of what I add, and I think that's a valid thing to do. Like, if you really are putting out content, just make sure you're happy with it, and God will see you the rest of the way. That's all I got. I'm only the messenger. I'm just saying. But yeah, let's get another tea sip. Yeah, that's good. Okay. So this question, I thought this question was really interesting, and I like that I was actually asked this. But it says, what do you think people often get wrong / misconceptionize about you? I really like this question because if I'm being honest, this question really is making me kind of sit down and think about different misconceptions people have had about me. I sound so bougie. I think one of the easiest things I can think of, like off the top of my head, is not a lot, but I have been told before by somebody that they thought that I was mean, which I thought was funny, but and it wasn't like they were just judging based on me talking. They thought I was mean because I have a resting face, and they just thought that I was not approachable. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you really thought that I was mean? And they were like, yeah, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I should have just, like, not listened to other people, because I guess a couple of other people who at the time were not really trying to have the best intentions when it comes to talking about me, that added fuel onto why they thought I was mean as well. So I would just say that, like, some people thought I was mean because of, like, me having literally a straight face. I don't know why I have a resting face, because I'm going to be honest, I have a resting face and it's not the best. That's why I try to smile. And it's not even fake. Like, I really try to make sure people see that I'm smiling at them, whether I'm walking by, holding a door open for somebody. I like to make sure I smile. I will say this too. The other day I was at Walmart, and this girl, like, I was kind of like in the way in the aisle while she was walking in because something else was blocking the aisle, so it was kind of tight. But this girl, she was walking by and she was on the phone. And she was like, oh, excuse me. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. Excuse me. And I smiled at her. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I'm in your way. And she said, no, you're fine. And then she walked by and she stopped and she turned around and she said, by the way, you're so pretty. And I was like, oh my God, you did not just say that. Like, you're so sweet. Like, what? So I told her, I was like, no, thank you. Like, you're pretty too. And that's another thing too. Like, I've started getting to the point where I am trying to get better at accepting compliments and believing the compliments that I get. Like, finding kind of like the self-love, that's what I really have been trying to do for the past couple of months, and realizing that I am beautiful, I am amazing, and all of that. But it was really cool to see that from someone else. They thought I was really pretty, and when she gave me the compliment, it wasn't just about my looks, but I think she could tell that I was a nice person. And I feel like if I wasn't a nice person, if I was kind of rude to her, or if I was like, no, like, it's okay, or like if I kind of played it down, she wouldn't have given me the compliment. But I think I was approachable to the point where she felt like it was going to be fine if she said, hey, by the way, you're pretty. Like, so it was something really little, very minor, but I really appreciated it. And so actually me smiling more instead of having a resting face, I feel like kind of helped like people see that I am not like crazy. But yeah, that's like one thing that I really feel like it's not even a big thing, because I don't get that a lot. But some people, if they see my resting face, that is the first thing that they may misconceptionize. But yeah, that would be one thing. I guess if we're also talking from a Christian standpoint, some people that I may meet, or if I'm like friends with, they may think, oh my gosh, Taylor is like, doesn't want to have fun, or she's just kind of like, I can't see Taylor going to party, or I can't see Taylor wanting to have fun. I have gotten that before. And then when they actually like get to hang out with me or meet me, they realize I am crazy and I like to have fun and I like to party and I like to do different things. Now, a lot of people, like aka Christians, will probably get that if they're walking in a Christian lifestyle where they are not trying to get into anything and everything. But I have gotten that before, also because in a lot of case scenarios, have been the only Christian in the room, or like one of the Christians that didn't really want to go rogue, or at the time I probably tried to go rogue. Like, it's different things, but I would say that's another topic too. Like, I got a little bit misconceptionized because they thought I didn't want to have fun. And I'm like, what you mean? Christians love to have fun. What you talking about? Like, we be getting it. No, but for real, like, we do like to have fun. So yeah, that's probably one of the other misconceptions I got from people. But honestly, I am very transparent and I'm very real, to the point where people can read me from a mile away. I feel like a lot of people can really read me, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I don't like the idea of just being so, like, I don't know, like, very plain. I like to be real and I like to share and voice my opinion. So yeah, that would be my answer for that one. Okay, that's all the questions that I'm going to answer. And now I'm just going to casually tell you guys of how I've been doing. Let me update you guys. It's our little girl talk. Or if you're a guy, hey, what's popping? Let's just discuss. Let's talk. I'm not going to talk for that much longer. It's probably going to be like a good 5 minutes left. But we're going to talk a little bit more. I want to kind of just let you guys know how I've been, like, all of that. So your girl is still in school. Your girl, I am proud to say, has finished her fall semester and she's in her spring semester working to get her Associate's of Applied Science degree. Hey, let's get some clapping up in here. I'm really excited. This is such a big thing. And I know you're thinking, wait, girl, what about sonography? What about sonography though? I'm getting there. I didn't forget, obviously, but this is part one of the degrees that I am getting. I did go into school with the intentions of actually getting 2 degrees, which is the Associate's of Applied Science degree and my sonography degree. So I'm still working and taking the required classes needed to do good and get sonography degree, but this degree will actually help me to get a good, very good job in a hospital or a clinic, so I can start working and, you know, getting this bread, getting some money. It's a really good degree to have to start out with, which I'm really excited about. I'm excited to see what journey God's going to take me on with that as well. But yeah, your girl is hoping to graduate in the spring. I am very excited. It's been a long time coming, but I'm excited to actually get one out of two degrees off of the chopping block. About personal life things, what can I say? I really have just been trying to see who 20s in her 20s, your 21 year old, if I can get it out, Taylor in her 20s is, which has been an experience. I have in the past have been learning about different things, whether it's with friendships, with relationships, and actually seeing me, Taylor, grow into the woman I'm growing into now, it's pretty interesting. I've been trying to find more about my femininity, about actually my mental health, taking care of my body, and discovering different things that I could do to help implement a better lifestyle. I've been really trying to stay oriented into myself, and I've been trying to grow better connections, and it's a lot, and I'm excited. I really can't wait to talk to you guys more about it, actually doing individual episodes on that, but I've been doing good. I just got through the holidays, and I know one of my last episodes that I talked about was seasonal depression, which everyone or a lot of the population does go through, and it's actually a really important topic to discuss about. If you heard that episode, I hope you enjoyed it. I know that it was kind of choppy. My audio for the last couple of episodes I have really haven't been satisfactory to me, but I still want to leave it up there because I do like the topics that I did talk about, and I don't really want to delete them, but I don't know if they're going to get views, if people get annoyed with it because of the background noise and all that. But you know what? We digress and we move on. But the holidays for me was actually really good. It was a blessing. I got to do a lot of fun things. And yeah, I am so excited for this year. This year, I'm supposed to be going on a lot of trips this year, which I'm so excited to do. I have still been working, college student has to get her work done. I really have been enjoying my work experience. Just actually getting and having a decent job has been great for me. And spending time with family has been another thing that I really have been doing. I am a very family-oriented person, so spending time with family has meant a lot to me in these past couple of months. Spending time with friends as well, that's been really important. Different relationships that I have made as I'm almost hitting 21 is very interesting. And if you guys didn't know, I keep saying almost 21. I turned 21 in April 17th, and I'm excited. I cannot wait to turn 21. I feel like it's going to be a blessing, but I also am just looking forward to a new era being unleashed in my life when it comes to that too. Other than that, you guys, pretty much that's the update. I have really been focusing on me and my self-care, and I'm starting to see how beneficial that has been. Just actually sitting down and focusing on myself and realizing my worth and discovering that, whether it's in friendships and relationships and all that, it's been fun. If you can hear my dog in the background, she is snoring, and I apologize, but other than that, that's pretty much it, guys, for this week's episode of Talking All Day with Tay. You thought I didn't say that anymore? Yeah, I was just tricking you. I was just joking. We're still going to say that, okay? We didn't change up too much, but yeah. This is a very long, lengthy episode. It's about 45-minute episode, so I'm proud. We discussed a lot. We talked about a good amount of things. I am so excited for you guys to see the next episodes to come. I'm not going to say see you next week. I'm not going to say see you guys in the next month. I am just going to say I cannot wait to talk to you guys again on Talking All Day with Tay. Make sure you share this episode with your friends. You follow my Instagram at Talking All Day with Tay, T-A-E, and my TikTok, T-A-E by T-A-E. Number two, which just says Tay by Tay 2. That's my TikTok. I have been the most active on the TikTok, I would say, honestly, you guys. Like, on TikTok, I'm always on there. It's a good time. But yeah, other than that, I'll see you guys next week. Yeah, I really enjoyed this conversation with you guys, and I am looking forward to what God has in store for the podcast. And yeah, I hope you guys be safe out there, my Tay Bays, and I'll talk to you later.